excited.
The only thing that gets me as pumped as the glow cloud is waiting for the bus and the rain and the rain. I'm waiting for the bus and the rain. Waiting for the bus and the rain and the rain. I'm waiting for a bus and the rain. Meanwhile, you know, Twitchy and our DM have no idea what's going on.
I think they know what Welcome to Night Vale is.
I know what Welcome to Night Vale is. I've never listened to it.
Oh.
Megan's a big fan.
It's 8 years old. Oh my god, I feel like an old little fart.
It's now. What? I'm sorry, what?
It came out in June of 2012. You can lay down now.
In Tumblr's heyday. Remember DashCon?
Well, no. Oh, we do not speak of the cursed times.
Super Hulock?
No, stop it.
Don't say their name.
Don't say their name. You will summon them.
The Misha Apocalypse?
Oh my god. Don't say the Forbidden One's name.
Dr. Hammer's sing-along blog or whatever it was called.
Oh, hey, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog was fucking great.
That's
it. It was very funny.
Joss Whedon, is that the Forbidden One?
No, Joss Whedon.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. The Onceler. They couldn't ship it with anything else.
So they shipped himself. The Onceler.
Wait, hold on. I pulled it out. People tried to ship the Onceler.
Yes.
But they didn't have anyone to ship the Onceler with, so you want to know what their solution was?
The Lorax?
No. More Onclers. Oh.
Yeah, they made, like, different Onceler sonas of the Onceler and shipped him with, like, they created multi-level Onceler alternate universes, and then they just started shipping the Onclers together. It's so fucking cursed. And the worst part is, like, I love Undertale. People do that with Sans. There's, like, this multi, like, alternate universe of Undertale, and they ship Sans with Sans. And I'm like...
You have Azrael. If you wanted Sans to fuck somebody...
No! I don't want Sans to fuck anyone!
Take him
to the bone zone!
I want him to give me a hot dog.
He'll give you a hot dog, honey.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Fucking out. I can't hear you. I can't hear the bullshit.
Well, the hot dog jokes have only just begun this evening.
Oh, no. Why do you have to say it like that?
Oh, the hot dogging has only just begun.
I can hear you in the other fucking room. Stop it.
You cannot escape, Megan.
You can't escape the hot dogs, Megan.
Are you sure you wouldn't like a hot dog?
Yes, a delicious hot dogging.
What the... I just came into, like, the grossest orgy ever. Yeah. Nasty.
An orgy.
Orgy at the Food Network.
God. All this is getting cut out.
We have to cut out the...
No, it's not.
They tried to resurge, and then we need to make sure it stays gone.
You go back in time, you just slap the person. You're like, stop that. You stop that right now. You stop that.
If only I could go back in time and slap younger Eric. Yeah. But I can't.
Fucking rude.
But you know what we can go back in time?
I'm so sorry.
Would you say that we are going to go back to the future?
Where the Onceler has to convince his parents to sleep with each
God
other.
God fucking
born.
Shit. I was trying to give you an easy segue to, you know,
we found it a new year.
Sans, we're time skipping and we're sans. You know, we just got to do like another new game. If it doesn't work out, it's fine.
Hello and welcome to the 7th episode of Shadows Over Charlotte, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun Anarchy actual play. Mama and V were able to extract Hardash, albeit with a few complications. But now, we're gonna flash on over to Tess and Twitchy to see what they've been up to in the Blood Pit.
Oh, and don't forget you do start the session with an additional plot point. Meg,
because you...
Oh shit, yeah.
Because you...
Wait. Okay, gotcha.
So, every session, we all start with 3 plot points. And you got an extra plot point last session by causing all the shenanigans to happen, but you never used that extra plot point.
I never said I played smart.
Do any
and
of us?
We refreshed, so...
Wow. Okay. Good to know. Thank you for the reminder.
All right.
Use those plot points.
Okay, I'll throw them at you.
Or don't. No,
or don't.
I mean, I'm the only one that can give my plot points to other people, but...
Oh, right.
Yeah, but you can still use your plot points to give people glitch dies or something.
Yes.
And you don't need to be there for that. All right, so we are going to go back to where Mama and V set off for the
with V's park. Ass cheeks blowing in the wind.
That's later on, actually. This is jumping back to when y'all parted. Parted ways. And we are following Tess and Twitchy this time as they go to the detention facility, as was pointed out, to go to the underground blood pit.
And hot dogs.
And hot dogs.
Blood pit and hot dogs.
That's the name of the episode.
Yep.
Yep.
Damn. Blood it. Dogs.
Blood dogs.
Blood dogs.
Hot. Blood. Hot pit.
I was just about to say hot pit.
Hot pit blood dogs.
Get your hot pit blood dogs right here.
That's, right that's here. The new gang name. Oh, we're the hot pit blood dogs.
Sounds like something you take to Sunday go to meeting in the Midwest.
It sounds like you're keeping a hot dog under your armpit, but then you cut Ooh. Yourself.
Oh.
Wow.
So we
why are
we
these wet?
And,
so,
and Tess at the blood pit at the hot dog blood pit.
Yes. So as you're going, are y'all talking about anything as you go into the go through the detention facility? You see, it's just like one of those old warehouse type areas. It could have been a Target or Walmart before, but everything's been cleared out, and you still see like. The remnants of cages and such.
And see, that's why he said I couldn't buy the roller skates.
No, did you take them?
Hell yeah, I took them. Tell Twitchy what he'd buy and not buy, I took them.
And then he beat his ass, right?
Hell no, I skated the hell out of there.
Aw, you should have beat him and then looked fabulous. Damn it, Twitchy.
The beating is seems to be more your raison d'etre. Twitchy love not a fighter. I don't know, man.
Do I see anything around here? Like anything? Because I am perfectly happy just shooting the shwit. Twitchy. Yeah, shooting the shit with Twitchy. There
That's
we
his
go.
New talk show.
Shooting the shit with Twitchy.
Yep.
I'm gonna stream that.
Looking around for any sort of indication that like we're in the blood pit area or like an entrance.
You do see an entrance. There's a group of three young elves huddled up around a trash, like one of those burning trash cans, just like smoking, keeping an eye out. One of them regards you coolly as you approach. What's up?
Hey, man, I heard I could get some hot dogs.
Is that like some kind of sex thing?
No, I'm sorry. What my friend means to say is we are here for the illegal blood pit fighting.
Oh, fuck yeah, brother.
All right, see? You gotta know how to talk to people, that's all.
Yeah, get on down here, brother.
Des is like, my mistake. All right, I was actually trying to be, what was that word? Mama
Settle?
Fuck that. Yeah, let's go to the blood pit, yeah. blood pit.
All right, you're just going to go down these stairs into the undercroft of Charlotte and just follow the unicorns until you hear the screaming.
Right on. Thanks.
Hold on. Last time I followed unicorns, it turned into a bad scene, man.
Oh, it is a bad scene, man.
Oh, all right, then.
Want to fucking
get my money's worth.
Want to fucking hit? He offers you a joint.
Of what?
Deep weed.
No, thank you. I'm covered in that regard.
All right. You
but
nice.
I appreciate your hospitality.
Uh-huh.
When did we get Bobby Bouchard from the Waterboy up in here?
What I hear? He offers Tess at the joint.
Nah, man, I gotta keep my mind clear for the blood.
I ain't gonna do shit for you, no how.
He's right. Let's go.
All right.
She got carburetors in there, man, not lungs. That ain't gonna happen.
Oh, she's one of those girls, I said.
One of them.
Oh, yep. Okay.
See, I say them because I speak to him in his native tongue. It helped.
Tessa's gonna head down. She's like, unicorns, unicorns, unicorns. Knives, 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 knives. Blood, blood. Hot. Duh.
That took a turn.
You follow a very aggressive string of paintings of unicorns, each with bloody horns and stomping all over people. As loud drums get closer and closer, you smell fried food wafting through the undercroft.
Now we're talking.
Yep.
As you come into the blood pit, you hear the sounds of cheering and jeering as it seems that a fight is coming to a close. In the pit, there is a large human, nearly as big as a troll, but still human, with, like, iron, full metal fists, fighting some kind of, like, adept elf. The elf is darting around, but the human grabs him, throws him down to the ground, and then curb stomps him. As a cannon goes off, sirens sound, and he's declared the winner. You are now in the blood pit. What would you like to do?
Concession stand.
Hot dogs. Right. Gotta get one damn for it. Each of my knife fingers.
Hot damn dog. Oh, hell yeah. You're going all campfire on this one.
Got one hand for like a drink, and then the other hand is like my hot dog hand. It's fine.
Okay. You go up to the concession stand, where behind the counter is a dwarf. Is a dirty dwarf who's cleaning glasses with a rag that's barely cleaner than himself.
Yuck.
What can I do for you?
What's that food I'm smelling, yo?
Yeah, we have hot dogs, we have funnel cake, we have funnel cake hot dogs, we have bloody dogs, we have hot cake.
Hold up, bloody dog? What?
Hold on, funnel cake dogs? Give me three of those.
All right.
You don't need to give her a plate. She's just going to put them on knives.
Yeah, I'm good.
I see.
That's the usual way to serve these, I think.
Yeah, hot dog on a stick.
With one hand, he reaches into a bin, grabs some batter, throws it in the deep fryer. With the other hand, he reaches into another bin, pulls out three hot dogs, throws them into the deep fryer.
Yes.
Can you both of you roll me awareness as he's doing this?
I have to go grab my dice. I didn't grab
them. Oh my god, no. Shadowrun requires dice. Who fucked up if true?
When did this happen?
We're rolling dice? I was not told.
Do you want to use my dice?
I have them down here, it's okay. Thank you,
sweetie. Oh, wait, I shouldn't use fudge dice, should I? Hold on.
Wait, fudge dice?
Yeah, fate dice. They don't have numbers, they've just got pluses and minuses.
I got two pluses, Eric. What does that mean?
Let me
reinterpret this.
Where are my D6s?
I got a hit, which means I'm probably still going, hold up, what's a bloody dog?
Oh, no.
God, you know, I felt like I was forgetting something. I'm like, this is easy. I got my drink. Got some notes.
This is easier than I thought it would be.
I don't recall us being this easy last time.
And then the dice. The dice cannot giveth or taketh away if they are not present. That should be on a fucking fortune cookie. Okay.
Interesting, if true.
You said awareness?
Yes. Logic plus logic.
Logic plus logic. Hey, I bumped up my logic. So, like,
hey.
Oh my god, I'm more aware of my surroundings.
Tess is smarter now.
4 successes.
Yes, Twitchy, you are like, what the fuck is a bloody dog? And he's explaining to you what exactly a bloody dog is. I'll let your imagination handle that part.
No, you're the DM. Tell us a story.
No, I got it. All right, blood dog is a Bloody Mary hot dog. So you put a nasty concoction that they call a Bloody Mary, and they dump it on a hot dog on a bun.
That's just the tomato relish is all that shit is. It's tomato.
Oh, I thought.
But they
it's not tomato, though. It's not real tomato.
It's not real tomato.
I thought you were going to say they boiled hot dogs in Bloody Marys.
Which, I mean, that's also an approach.
That's also an approach, yeah. Like, all right, they could boil the hot dogs.
I'm over here thinking of, like, blood pudding, and they boiled it into sausage casing.
And you know that's, like, fucking nasty. Like I'm not a big fan of alcohol anyway, but, like, a Bloody Mary, like, just kind of in a fucking crock pot for hours with hot dogs.
I mean, hot dog water is gross. Hot dog yeah. Bloody Mary water?
Like vodka, lemon juice, Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco, like, and then you just, like, garnish it with, like, a little
Megan, I think you've invented Satan.
I think I'm gonna buy two.
No!
Yes.
Yes.
As it's cooking, you see, you watch a cockroach, like, crawl upside down along the top of the stand. It loses its grip and just falls into the deep fryer.
Oh. Extra protein.
Worse. Yeah, I've eaten worse, so it's fine.
All right.
Like, insect is not an unusual component.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
All right. A few seconds go by, the dwarf grabs the deep fryer's handle, shakes it a bit. And you said you want this on your hand?
I extend my blades, and then I just, like, I can poke it.
All right, he holds a deep fried funnel cake cockroach hot dog mess out to you to...
I roll, like, a, you know, like, with one hand, I just go one hot dog, two hot dog, three hot dog.
All
stabby,
right.
Stabby.
On brand, both for the place and for the player.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he wanted a Bloody Mary, a bloody dog? Two bloody dogs.
Yo.
All right.
I double fist this.
You get your pudding-filled hot dogs. Now that you have your condiments, what's the order of business?
Why the hell are we here?
Anyway? Oh my
god. On brand.
Yeah, Tess is just like, shit, what did Mama say? As I'm eating the food.
Mama said.
Just, I don't know. We're looking for someone? Yeah. I can't remember which person likes to roam around. This is me, Megan the player. I can't remember which person likes to roam around the blood pit.
Wasn't it,
If you want to give me a plot point.
I believe it was Piece of Shit, wasn't it?
I will give him a plot point. I will use a plot point for me to actually remember what the fuck we are doing.
You flash back to the whole meeting. It was Malone who attended the blood pit with his soldiers and such.
Piece of Shit was the one who likes the ladies.
And dudes.
Yes. And listen, anything that comes his way, really. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Anything he can stick it.
He's a terrible person, but his sexual preferences has nothing to do with his evil.
True fact.
Amen.
I guess I would lean into the dwarf and be like, is there ever a guy like named Samuel Malone around here? Or she would just say Malone. She would just be like, I'm looking for like last name Malone. Ever hear of a freak like that?
He sounds like one of the high-paying fucks that come here and go to the VIP suites.
There's freaking VIP suites?
How do I get in one of those?
This is a six-world chummer. There's VIP suites for everything.
Fucking A.
How do I get one of me those VIP suites?
Honey, you couldn't afford
it. I can try. Let a girl dream, my dude.
Well, you have to have someone to recommend you to get in first. It's an insular club.
Of course. All right. Is there someone I can speak to about these VIP rooms?
Well, let's see. Let me roll an awareness check. See if I see anyone I recognize. He says as he reaches for some dice.
Which are going in the next hot dog.
Yep. Well, all the failed ones are...
Right in the fryer.
Enjoy that plastic while you can.
50% of what was already in there. It's the sixth world, yo.
Oh, yeah, they're all soy blood dogs, too.
Hey, Twitchy, man. This hot dog with the fucking cockroach is delicious. You should have a bite.
Yeah, the closest thing you get to meat in the Six World, a cockroach falling into the deep fryer.
Well, no, remember, when we were working with Don Bossy, we had real meat.
I had veal. That's right. Nothing. Tess knows she'll never achieve such, like, pure perfection like that again, so this cockroach will have to do.
God. You'd think they could at least recycle some of the people who lose. I'm just saying, man. That's
Twitchy, that's a little fucked up.
That's wasteful.
No. Is what that is. Twitchy, that you don't know what shit they've taken.
Well, we give the people who lose to the dogs, and then we recycle the dogs.
See?
No.
It's filtered.
It's not cannibalism. It's not cannibalism if it's one step removed.
Oh, yes. Mm. That's dog filtered. They make coffee like that.
I'll eat my cockroaches, thanks.
They make expensive coffee like that. It goes through a cat, and then they eat the cat, and that's the coffee.
And then they eat the cat.
What?
This is the worst.
Meg, sweet baby girl.
Meg is an innocent.
The horror in your voice.
Okay. I know there is a legit coffee out there where they make it from, like, animal shit, but, like,
yep.
I'm sorry, they eat the cat?
They do not eat the cat. That's Twitchy's spin on it.
Oh, Jesus. No. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry.
I can't remember if it's a bird or...
It's a bird. It's an emu.
It's an emu?
Well, they did that. The thing I was thinking of was civet coffee.
Oh,
there's different kinds, I suppose.
That's it. Yeah, they've run coffee beans through all sorts of animals trying to come up with the next big thing.
God, that's foul.
Anywho, enough about poop coffee.
They don't eat the cat, though, that's for sure. They don't drink the coffee, they just eat the cat. They're like, it still tastes like coffee.
As the dwarf's looking around, I need Tess to make me an agility check as she gets shouldered by someone.
Oh. Wrong.
Oh, shit. They're gonna drop a hot dog here.
They better not drop my fucking
cup. That's how it all gets started.
Tess will start her own blood pit.
Damn right.
Only two successes.
Alright, Tess, unfortunately, one of the hot dogs drops from your finger knives.
Called it.
Oh no.
Is there anything sadder? It's like having an ice cream and it falls off the cone.
Tess doesn't cry, though.
No, oh, hell no.
She turns Woo! To the person that shouldered her and she says, "Hey, you knocked my fucking dog to the ground. You better buy me a new one."
A sapient bottle of ketchup, a little bit taller than you, with two arms and two legs, turns around. "Oh, what are you going to do if I don't?" And a bottle of mustard that is accompanying him laughs.
What the fuck?
You little
am weak I tripping?
Girl arms.
Did I take some deep weed? Oh my god.
I'm turning back to the dwarf and saying, "Man, this worked quick. You good."
"My name is Heinz, and my name is Hans."
God fucking god. Shit balls. Fucking god.
We run a new YouTube channel.
You've been thinking about this shit for 4 weeks, everywhere.
Where our only goal is to pump.
Son of a fucking bitch.
Wait, are they bottles or do they actually have, like, pump spigots on the top?
They're bottles.
Okay, Twitchy has a problem here now. Wait, hold the hell up. Pump you up, but you got screw caps on the top. Why the hell don't you have pump spigots, dumbass? You are ruining your own branding.
We are teaching you to lift weights so you are not a little sissy man.
You are missing your damn branding, boy.
Tess just roars. She's like, "My hot dog! I will cut you!"
You can try, little sissy girl, with your little finger-covered knives.
Hot dog! Oh, alright, I go to attack this guy.
What is even happening?
So, like, what bumped into me? The hot dog bottle?
The ketchup.
The giant bottle of ketchup.
Oh my, like, how tall are we talking here? Like,
Well, I mean, anything over standard bottle size is a giant bottle.
Like, is it a robot? bottle of ketchup? Is it?
We're gonna have.
I think we're about to find out what's in it.
We're gonna. Let's see if it's made of meat or.
I'm so.
Let's
confused.
See what kind of red sauce comes out.
I'm so confused.
You see, it's a bottle that's like it has arms and legs, like you know those like how cartoons will have like little black arms with gloves.
God, this is.
It's like that with gloves and.
It's
slightly taller
Bendy
than Tess.
The ink machine.
It's a Bendy in the ink machine bottle.
It needs to die. It needs to die. Yeah.
All right, roll to attack, Tess.
All right. Well, that's 4 successes.
All right, you net 1 hit. So, how much damage do you do to it?
Arm strike, so 3S, 3P, is that?
Yes, 3P, so you would deal 4 damage to him. You don't quite cut him, but you chip his bottle.
That's fine, just at least to like, you know.
And you do have an extra attack.
An extra attack. I will attack him again. Let's do it. Hot dice! That's only 3 successes.
3 6. Oh yeah, he needs to roll too. I am like, oh.
I mean, he doesn't need to roll. He could just get his ass beat.
Yeah.
You net 2, so that.
Nice.
So plus 5 damage then.
Yep,
and you did 4 damage, so that takes. So. You deal 4 direct damage to him. As you cut through his bottle, spurts of ketchup spray out onto Twitchy's robes.
Robes? Coat? Whatever.
Coat,
not
yeah.
The first time.
Covering.
This ketchup! This hey. Actual ketchup! Hey, shit.
And yes. Tess screams to Twitchy.
I'm gonna dip my hot dogs in it.
I knew you were gonna do that.
And Tess screams to Twitchy, "It's not blood! I ain't taking it to the cleaners!"
Damn it! Fine.
Bros.
Hunts puts his arms on Hines' shoulders. You fuck her up, brother. Do our cousin Huntsman proud.
Oh my god.
Hey, you're gonna have to punch that guy because you can't cut the mustard.
God fucking shit. I am so furious right now.
He rolls back to punch you. Tess, would you like to roll me agility, logic plus agility to dodge?
Yes, I would love to do that, because I would...
Oh, wow. I am
gonna... I would love to dodge. Those are 7 successes.
Holy shit.
Nice!
Dice roll hottie. Hottie, hottie, potato, totty.
Luckily for you, players win ties, so you're just barely able
holy
to dodge.
Shit, you also rolled potty potty. Damn!
He edged his dice, too. Whew.
All right. Twitchy, it's the end of the combat round. Would you like to do anything?
I am going to use my hot dogs as foci and cast a stun bolt at this dumbass ketchup motherfucker.
With hot dogs.
All right.
With hot dogs.
I really want a hot dog.
With his own ketchup on one of them, boy.
Meg, can you go to the grocery store, make me some hot dogs, and drive them over?
All this talk of punching people is making her hungry.
I just really want a hot dog. Like, I really want a chili, like, cheese dog right now or something. I feel like
cheese dog.
Right.
Or corn dogs.
So,
corn
dog.
Yeah,
4 corn successes dog. On that.
Ooh, nice.
Unit 1.
He takes 8 stun and he reduces his armor by 1. It ignores one of the armor. So if he has any left,
well, his armor's completely gone.
Oh, he takes 8 stun,
and I'm just doing unified health because that's a lot. But yeah, you knock him on his ass.
Bam!
Hines, no. Hunts says.
Hines, yes.
Oh god.
All right, Tess. It's back to you.
Is the ketchup bottle out of commission then?
Yes, the ketchup bottle is out of commission.
He is 57 types of fucked up.
I came here for answers and hot dogs, and I'm out of hot dogs, and I don't really want answers. I want more hot dog. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm just going to attack the mustard.
All right.
Yo, look out. She's going funnel cake crazy.
Funnel cake crazy. Only 3 successes.
You net 2.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Damn. And then I will, instead of attacking, could I use, like, intimidation on this guy? Okay.
Yeah, roll intimidation. Right,
it's not my best trait, but I want to try, you know.
Should break his armor, or?
Well, what was the damage she did?
5p.
5p? No, his armor's... She didn't get to the mustard.
Didn't get to
crack mustard. That shit though, didn't she?
Yeah.
Take a little hurt. Ooh. Okay. No successes on that one. And I don't have the edge to do so.
But you do have plot points.
What?
Do you really not have any edge?
What?
I have one edge.
Where'd your and roll
you,
it?
You edged already?
I did not edge. But I don't want to use my edge.
It is very early in this game.
It is very early, and it's like, I don't want to use a plot point for this.
I mean, if only someone had a fourth plot point.
Oh, right, I can give that, right?
No, oh my god, V, you do not have to give me the plot point, oh my god.
But I've got so many.
You can use it to do anything at this point, yeah.
Yeah, that's up to you then. If you want to use the plot point, like, that's totally up to you.
Yeah, I do that.
I thought I was the only one that could do that.
No, it's for edge. You can give people edge.
You can give people plot points so they can use it on their own, but V could... Meg, since the plot point, I'm going to say, is more of a player thing,
okay.
Meg could use it to give Tess a glitch die, or I guess make a narrative declaration about something that's happening, but... You can give people plot points to use at a later date in case they run out of theirs.
Okay. Good to know. I would like to experiment and try this out and see how it goes.
Alright. What do you want to use a plot point for?
Megan, would the glitch die be beneficial, or...?
It totally depends on what I roll, but like I'm totally willing to fuck around with this. If you want to give me a glitch die, let's rock and roll.
Yeah, let's do the glitch die.
Okay.
Alright.
Do I re-roll my intimidation then?
Just roll one die.
And I'll tell you what I get, right?
Yeah.
5 or 6, good. 5 or 6, one is terrible.
You get a exploit.
Ooh, 5. There we go. Yeah.
Exploit.
Yeah, exploit. So how do you want to do this thing? They are intimidated by.
I take my knife and I drag it along the edge of his bottle, like just like peeling the paint, you know? And, but not, maybe only enough to draw up a little bit of his mustard, bodily fluid. And I just say, I want 2 things right now. I want another motherfucking funnel cake dog. Second, do you know anything about Malone? And don't lie to me, because I will rip you to shreds.
Oh god, you're with that scary asshole.
No? Just like, no, but I want...
You get roughly $100 New Yen worth of cred sticks thrown at you as Hans tries to drag Heinz out of the area.
Just kind of like looks like, thanks? But wait, I have questions.
We have to get out of here before she freaks out again.
Twitchy, I gotta chase after them. Buy me a hot dog. Oh, and meet up with me.
Alright.
Alright. You chase
after
them?
Yeah, I'm gonna chase after them.
Roll me agility.
Never used that trait before. Never used that skill. Five successes.
Alright, you are able to corner Heinz and Hunts in a dead end of the Undercroft. Okay. What the fuck do you want? We told you everything we knew.
You didn't tell me shit. What do you...
He's a scary humanist, motherfucker.
Yeah, I hate his guts. What... Can you tell me anything about him?
He hangs around with some teeter guy who comes here sometimes. I think he has a base... I think he has a place in the Undercroft.
GM, is that where we're at right now?
Yes, the Undercroft of Charlotte is like the old failed attempts at putting a subway in.
Okay. You said his name's Teeter?
Teeter.
Peter. Like, I heard Teeter.
Teeter. T-I-T-O-R.
Gotcha,
like
okay.
John Teeter.
Almost like tater tot, but not tater yes. tots. Teeter?
Yeah, I think he's human, but he has, like, a really weird rabbit mask on all the time.
Alright. Anything else?
Heinz, do you remember anything? No, please do not kill us. We want to become great condiments one day, like our brother.
Ew. Oh. Alright. I'd rather eat a cockroach. Jesus. Alright,
You already did!
I want to eat another cockroach.
I'm working on it! Hold on!
So would you, like, sit in a corner trying to catch fucking cockroaches?
Hell no! That's the dwarf's job. He's the vendor.
Oh, God.
Cockroaches are extra.
Aw, oh, come on! You got a nickel and dime somebody for a cockroach?
Look, you got your first one based on luck. I ain't going to just reach into my cockroach box without an extra penny.
Man.
It's a tough business down here, okay?
Oh, man. I do not relish this transaction at this point, but I will do it anyway.
Do you catch up this transaction?
I do. After I get a beer. I'm spending condiment money right now. I want a beer. These Bloody Mary dogs are salty.
He slides over a can of Coors Light, completely warm.
Oh.
Dang.
And just grabs a cockroach from yet another bucket he had.
Ew.
Next to the hot dog.
A bucket of them?
Damn. And just throws it into the pit.
Oh my god.
Yo, throw me in another bloody, buddy.
Yeah. God.
While he's doing this, because I know that I'm not that good at keeping track of things, I'm going to quietly send a little air spirit off to chase after her so I will be able to find her.
All right. Do you have to conjure it or?
I do have to conjure it.
All right.
And let me do that right now. I have a lot of dice.
All right.
And then I re-roll these ones because they sucked. That's not much better. But it's still like three dice.
All right, you got three hits?
Yep.
All right, you summon an airspeed. Sup?
Hey, go follow that razor girl who's fucking with those two condiment bottles.
Oh.
And tell me where to find her.
Yeah, like, do you want me to... Okay, so follow her and then come back to you?
I want to know where she is.
All right, so follow her. What if she moves when I'm coming back to you?
Well, tell me, keep an eye on her. I'll call you.
All right.
Dang. That was more complex than it needed to be. Hurry up, man.
I'm hurrying. Oh, wait, are you?
Not you, the dwarf, yo.
What? Okay, yeah, here's the hot dogs and the bloody dog and your cockroaches because,
Oh, you put them on the side, man? Come on.
Okay.
What kind of establishment you run in here, man?
Twitchy's getting You didn't say you wanted
them on the hot dog, okay?
It doesn't freaking say on the sign that they come on the side, bro. Dang. Overcharging for cockroach. funnel cake.
Do you need to know
that this is delicious, and that's the only reason I'm not fucking with you right now.
You're not fucking with me? Well, I couldn't tell.
I guarantee you would know.
I feel like...
There are stuffer shacks all over this great nation who know the feel of Twitchy.
Yeah, good luck getting this fucking shit at a stuffer shack, motherfucker.
The damn machine's always broken.
Is your name Felicia?
If you're about to try and say bye to me because of it, no, bye. Too late. I already said it. Fuck you.
Bye.
Fuck you, chef. Your food is delicious.
I feel like Twitchy like turns around and Tess is like, I came back because you were taking it.
The air speed is also there. Found her.
Well, good. At least someone's doing their job around here today. He what says, pointedly, look. What do you... Here, I have a cockroach.
You see, Tess, you see Twitchy toss a cockroach and the cockroach just disappeared into thin air.
Well, now I am glad they came on the side. Dang.
See? Here. No appreciation.
I do not believe... You said bye. I believe we said good day, sir. Thank you.
Can I have my hot dog, here. Twitchy?
Yes. Hold a knife out.
All right. Chink.
This one came in a bun. Here. Zink.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, fine.
You have to count extra carb points today. Get over it. You'll work it off, God.
Oh, my God.
I think you and your negative self-image.
Oh, my. No, I'm beautiful. Eat my ass.
I know. Damn. I don't know why you worry about it. Go to a doc in the box and have him cut it off if you don't like it for shit.
I'm too broken. I can't.
I'm trying to drink a damn soy beer here. Hold up.
Oh.
I'm too sober for this bullshit. I think. When they left, were they still ketchup bottles?
Yep. Yep, they didn't change. I don't know. I had a lot of questions about that I didn't really... You know what? It's fine. It's not worth it, Twitchy. I got some answers anyway.
I don't remember Hotbox in the car over here.
Hmm?
All right.
Can I look around to see if I see anyone with a rabbit mask on?
Roll me an awareness.
Sure. That sounds lovely. Logic plus logic. See, I'm remembering. I won't remember 2 weeks from now, but I'm remembering.
There you go, see?
I got six successes.
Alright. Does Twitchy want to roll me? Awareness one.
Twitchy does not know what he is supposed to be looking for right now. Because no one said rabbit mask at him.
Alright, so, hey. Des, you do not see... a man in a rabbit mask. Okay. You do see the guy from earlier with, like, the metal hands. He's surrounded by humanist people with, like, Autumn Boy logos. And you do see what looks like a businessman, but instead of a normal head, he just has a house cat sitting on top.
Like, where his head's supposed to be is just an entire cat?
Yes. It is a tabby.
Oh. Chad Body Garth head?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
John Body Garth head.
She would nudge Twitchy and point to the cat, the whole cat body head dude, and she's like, hey, are you seeing the same shit I'm seeing?
That is not a fair question to ask Twitchy at any time of day.
Well, I see a dude's head is a cat body. Do you see that?
Do I see that?
Yes, you see that. It's kind of hard to miss.
Why am I seeing that? That is fucked up. And that's me saying it. If Twitchy said something looked fucked up, it's fucked up, y'all! Why that man have a cat for a head?
Tess just kind of is like, should.
Were we briefed on someone with a cat head?
No.
Alright.
So, I
hold up. I'm gonna look in astral space and see if it looks any weirder than this.
Ooh, yeah, do it, ooh. Do it.
Do you have to roll something for it, or do you just look?
It's just, if I wanted to do astral combat, I'd have to roll something. If I just want to look, nah.
Nope, he has a completely normal aura.
So he's what, humanish looking? Aside from, looking,
yeah.
Does he the still have head. A cat head?
Yes.
Does it have a cat aura, or is it a human aura?
It's a human aura.
Is it a live cat? Or is it like a hologram or some shit?
It looks like it's an alive cat. Just has a human aura.
Nope. Didn't get any more sense. Made no more damn sense. That is a buttload of humanist jackholes hanging around with a dude who's got a cat on his instead of a head.
Oh no, the humanists are separate from him. Those are just the two things.
Oh. Those
separate groups. Alright, I did not just understand the two things.
That. Tess is gonna approach the guy with the cat body head.
Why, hello. The cat says as he looks over to you.
Hi.
And how might I help you today?
You know, you're not the weirdest thing I've seen today, but, like, you're pretty weird. I have a lot of questions.
As all people do, but my answers come with a price.
What kind of price?
Don't say lasagna. Do not say lasagna. I've read this comic. Don't say lasagna.
You must show me something I haven't experienced before.
You want to go have sex?
Do you think anything mundane as sexual encounters would be new for me?
You haven't had sex with me to know.
Do you?
Damn.
The answer is no. I do not desire anything so basic as to have sex with an elf.
Whoa.
Or a human. Look, anything so basic as sex with a mortal.
Okay, alright,
You bring Lothwear up in here, maybe. But until then.
How about an earth elemental who's a stripper?
He's got a point.
One of the cat's eyebrows is raised. What degeneracy do you speak of?
Literally the thing I just said. I mean, look, he's kind of already booked because he's supposed to only do appearances like once a week over at... What the hell's the name of that fucking place? Where's that place we were at?
I don't fucking remember.
He signed up a contract at one point. I don't know. He's supposed to be exclusive to them. His name is King Thunder Chunky.
Show me this King Thunder Chunky. And if I am impressed, I might answer your questions.
All right, hold up, because this is going to be big. All right, so Twitchy's going to take a minute for this. He's going to use, like, actual foci and shit and not fuck this up as much as possible, because Thunder Chunky's a big dude. I got to get a bunch of successes to get him to come out, because he's not supposed to be out here without, like, an appearance fee. I can edge the roll. I'm gonna edge the roll. I'm not even gonna fuck around. Hold up. Oh shit, I almost didn't need to. Hold up.
King Chunky wants
Thunder to. Thunder Chunky's about to show up, bro. Because I rolled pretty damn well. Yeah, I did. It's a good thing I edged that roll, man. Because. Three. Does eight successes do it for you?
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, eight successes brings Thunder Chunky to the field.
Here is how he appears. There's going to be a sound of bass music. There is going to be, in the middle of the pit, up he fucking comes from the bloody sand with a metal pipe that he's bringing up with him, looking like a pole.
Yes.
And he begins to work it. In the middle, I don't care what's going on in that pit right now. He is in charge of it. He is a greater earth.
As spirit. Another fight goes on, King Thunder Chunky bursts out. Oh my god! It is. Is that
Could it be? It is, Dan. It's King Thunder Chunky.
The word has gotten around.
He first made his appearance a few days ago in a strip club as he massacred people and made them question their sexualities.
You just hear Tess going, King Thunder Chunky!
All hail King Thunder Chunky! Making an unscheduled appearance!
This is truly a night to remember, Dan.
Alright there, Garfield, how you think?
Does King Thunder Chunky have, like, charisma plus charisma for performance, or...?
That's the only thing he possibly could have. Is that...
Charisma plus charisma.
He's not supposed to be doing this bullshit. Let's be really honest.
Okay.
Hold up. Let me find him. I'm going to have to write him down separately, I think, in the future. So
well, now he's become like a lovable character.
He's become a repeating character, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so... He's going to be rolling more dice than I rolled a minute ago. Hold on. Because he's got a lot of fucking charisma. Oh, shit. No, he's rolling more than this. Hold up. Dude, there's a reason he was an immediate phenomenon. And shit, I don't care. I may just roll two. Damn it. All right, so... Can't re-roll those. Fuck me. He still does pretty well, though.
Alright.
5, 6, 7 successes.
Alright, yeah. King Thunder Chunky just tears up the pit. Probably both the people who are inside of it as he's just like...
Oh, yeah.
Grinding.
That's part of the service. He's a big pile of dirt and concrete, man, shaking his ass around. It's going to mess somebody up because he doesn't exactly look where it's going.
Uh-oh.
And there's no beeping sound when he backs that up.
The human body puts his hand underneath the cat's chin as he looks on.
Well, then, this has awakened in me something I have not felt in ages. How may I help you?
Twitchy is completely not paying attention to that bullshit right now.
King Thunder Chunky is manager's busy right now managing the show. So, trying to book more things in for the king.
Hell yeah!
He'll
be mad as hell when he doesn't show up.
Tess will be like, what? Oh, yeah. What can you tell me about Samuel Malone?
Malone acts like a weak man's idea of a strong man, a poor man's idea of a rich man. He has money, but he does not have the class to use it properly.
So he's a shit guy?
Yes, he's a very shit guy.
How do I make him go away?
Well, with a knife or some such, I'm sure.
Does he have a weakness where I can find him easily?
He's a human. You mortals are pretty used to being pretty weak to being stabbed or shot, in my experience.
We are a bunch of fleshy meatbags, yep. Do you know where I can find Samuel when he lets his guard down?
On the 10th of February, there will be a massive tournament in the Blood Pit. Samuel Malone has plans already to attend in the VIP suite. Only the high rollers are allowed in there. No bodyguards.
Oh, that's rude. And I can't afford that. You seem like a high roller. Do you want to bring me as your plus one?
Will you offer me an entertaining fight with Samuel Malone?
Oh. I guarantee it.
It'll be a great delight I haven't seen in many years.
Because, let me tell you, it's either me or him that won't be leaving the room alive.
Well, for all of our sakes, I hope he won't be.
Thanks, random cat dude. Actually, I didn't catch your name.
It's Garfield.
Fuck off.
I knew it. I shouldn't have asked. I was like...
John Garfield! That's not fair. It's actually Lyman.
Wait, what's his name?
You...
Is his name actually Garfield?
No. You may call me Rural.
Can you spell that for me, GM?
R-O-R-O.
R-O-R-O.
Roll.
Row, fight the power.
In past ages, I might be, I was what you might call a Doodahan.
Oh, me the Hold player. The
that's supposed to be a, how the hell did a cat get involved in that?
I am now known as a Doodahan.
Oh, fucking
oh,
get out.
Oh. At first, damn. Me the player was interested. I'm like, Doodahans, and then you got me. He pulled me in. He got me good.
Walked right into that shit, too.
Fuck.
Yeah. Trav, I'll have you know that I was super proud at 2 a.m. when I was thinking of... I thought of that pun right as I went to sleep.
You know, I even saw you say that earlier. I should have seen that bullshit coming. That's the problem.
I'm preparing for a game, and Trav's like, huh, I wonder what's happening there.
Doodahan. Wow. Hate it.
This has been added to the corpus of Shadowrun forever.
Yep. It's canon, like every Shadowrun actual play.
Oh yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Can't even go to St. Louis right now.
Yeah.
Tess will just say, how do I get in contact with you again?
What is your name, young elf?
Tess.
Then I will be in contact with you, Tess.
All right, it's a date. Cool.
The cat coughs a little, like...
All right.
He stands up, grabs a cane you didn't see before, and just starts walking fancily out of the area.
He looks out of place, but whatever. I just fought 2 condiment bottles, so...
What even not is the weirdest today? Thing.
What is it? What even is today? Hey, Twitchy, you want to get out of here?
I believe we have seen all that this place cares to offer, yes.
Yeah. Did you get some gigs for King?
Yeah, he ain't gonna show up for him, but yeah. All sorts of promises to show up at people's parties. And, hey, how'd the Humanist dudes react to this? There's a knot of Humanist dudes in that... That jackass with the double iron fists over there, right?
Yeah.
How'd they react to all this shit happening?
That's an excellent question.
They're never pleased to be here, but probably whoever runs the blood pit keeps them from just fighting out in the open, except for, you know, when someone knocks into you. But they... Like, a few people have questioning looks. It's like they're questioning their lives as they see King Thunderchunk. But, like, midway through his performance, the man with the iron fists, like, just taps his leg. They all stand up and they file out.
They're gonna go all jerk off. It's cool. King Thunderchunky changed them for life.
I mean...
King Thunderchunky changes everyone.
For the better.
No one's the same after Thunderchunk.
Yes, so as you're leaving the blood pit, I'm going to say it's about the same time as V and Mama are driving off with Hard Dash in their car. It's about 1:30 in the afternoon about 1:45, let's say, when everyone gets back to the base.
I'm all about that base. That base. No treble.
Base. No treble. All right.
I feel like Tess wouldn't want to, like, go back immediately. She's like, Twitchy, we're in a big weird city. Is there any other weird ass places you would want to go?
That's the most unsafe question anyone ever asked Twitchy in a damn life. Let's see. We've hit the strip club and conquered it.
That is one way of putting it.
To a blood pit with questionable security but excellent cuisine. And conquered it. With a return date to be determined. Twitchy is not into the various sports balls.
If you want to just roll your luck, you can just explore the Undercroft for a while, see what you find.
There, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, let's do it. No successes there. I got a 1 and a 2, baby.
Da-da-da. 4 successes.
You do find drug bins in the Undercroft, and as you're walking, you see the mangled body of what looks like a Shadowrunner. Orc, male, probably a street Sam.
Why do you say probably a street Sam? Is he got 15 guns and knives for hands? No offense.
15 guns and a katana.
This seems to be more your department.
Is the katana any good?
It's your standard monofilament katana.
I mean, it wasn't good enough for whatever got his ass. What got his ass? Is he actually dead?
He looks dead, and judging by the markings, I'm going to let you have it. It looks like ghouls got him.
Well, that sucks. Poor guy. Does he got any money on him?
As you search, you find, like, 100 new yen in creds and a business card from one Dr. Teeter. All it says is, follow the rabbits to the pirate's treasure.
Hold on, I gotta write that, because I'm not gonna remember that next, 2 weeks from now.
What is it with people down here? Is that the map system down here? It's follow unicorns for the blood pit and rabbits for pirate treasure for some... How the hell rabbits get involved? Is this like Easter?
Okay, we're going to cut back to V and Mama right quick.
Tess is like looking over it. It's just like, is this Easter in the background? I love it.
V and Mama, you're back at the base with Hardash, Tess, and Twitchy still haven't shown up. Look, guys, we only have so much time before Karen does something rash. Hardash says.
Define rash.
She's a paranoid drug addict. What do you think rash is? If she thinks I turned on her, which I did, kind of, she's going to go after my family. I have some family out of state, but we're going to need someone to get them, but...
All right,
then
listen.
She might close herself off if we do it.
All right, listen. If you take out Jacoby, then your family will be fine, because we won't do anything to them.
Oh, no. I'm going to help you take out Jacoby. I can help you take out Malone and Piece of Shit, too, or whatever his name is.
Solomon,
yes. But... We need to get my mom and daughters out of Dodge. They're all I have left.
I can make that happen. Mama is just going to extend to him one big meaty hand for a shake. It's a point of honor for her.
He pauses because he remembers that you tracked him along last time and before shaking your hand. All right. Karen has a Platinum Plus contract with Doc Wagon. So if her vitals go flat, they're going to send a high threat response team. And they also have the drugs needed to bring her back from an overdose.
Shit.
There is a drug that was distributed throughout this area to mainly fuck over metahumans back in the 2060s. It's called Narcogon. It doesn't do anything on its own or when cut with drugs. But when it's mixed with the anti-overdose chemicals, it turns extremely poisonous and causes cardiac arrest. So it's basically a trap drug. It's basically a trap to mix it in with something.
So by itself, it's not harmful, but mixed with a drug.
If you use narcojet or something, if you use something that would prevent someone from dying of an overdose, it activates the narcogon, which causes a cardiac arrest.
Okay, so you're trying to save someone who's OD'd. It responds to the cure to the OD.
Yeah, like if someone overdosed on heroin and they tried to reverse the drug, that secret extra drug would actually, it would react to the reversal and, you know, effectively not only make it useless, but then kill the person. Fun. That's fun. That's a fun drug. Nargogon.
And what do Tess and Twitchy do after they find that card?
Tess would want to go back, meet up with Mama.
The dude didn't have anything else on him.
He has a used he is an old comlink.
I thought you were going to say used condom, and Tess was like, ew.
And a used God condom.
Damn it.
We had enough of used condiments
that.
Tonight.
Whose
thank you.
Whose fault is that?
It's mine. It's mine. You're right.
Did you take that katana?
Nah. My knives are better.
I'm going to take that katana.
Do it.
I'm going to take that comlink and turn it the fuck off, too, because you can track that shit. Twitchy does not like the man being up in his business.
Tess will smash it. The comlink.
I was going to sell that. Damn.
No, because that's how they track you, Twitch. What's wrong?
They don't track you by selling it. Damn, you turn it off, yo.
No.
Serial numbers, Twitchy. Serial touch. Numbers.
You're not even there, Mama. Get out of my head.
So acid is four. Damn.
No, Twitchy, no.
That's one of the things that acid is for.
Oh, God. All right, let's go, Twitchy. Let's go. You got a katana. You can sell the katana. Jeez.
I don't know. I might mount this over my fireplace.
Tess just gets like this look just like, what? You know what? Fine, let's go. All right.
You arrive back at the containment facility or detention facility, and then you go back to the base where Mama and V are waiting with Heart Dash and Al Habab
and trouble.
Kelly Quick. And no trouble. Trouble
coming at you right now.
The runners are Vero, Meg, Trap, and Megan. Theming and producing was done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko. Thank you to Ray Calvis for making our art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. or KeyligraphyInc.com. Do you like this show? Leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come quality close with us. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.